Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Frank Dragon, citizen of the Gwich'in Nation Northwest Territories and negotiator for the Kayuk-Utchat-Lizzet First Nations Financial Fiscal Agreement and Minot Final Agreement, British Columbia.
My name is Frank Dragon. My adopted Newchalnuth Indian name is Chichimwayek, which means one who always says good words. I'm Gwich'in and Cree, and I work with the Minot Final Agreement Nations, of which there are five.
Why is this work important to you?
Well, it's interesting because when I was growing up, I didn't know who I was. So back in those days, we still used Indian as a word. And so I'd ask my mom if I was Indian, and she said, nope, you're French and Scottish. Even though we knew that my dad was Cree and French. And so that's the Métis side of my family. Yeah, it's important to me now because now my kids know who we are. Found out that that was Gwich'in. Found out that we had a comprehensive land claim agreement from 1992, and applied for my Gwich'in status and was instant back to me. I have a rich family history. I knew who my family was in the North. You know, March 2020. I'm still having to choose who I am. I'm having to choose whether I'm Gwich'in, whether I'm Métis, whether I'm status or non-status. I can't, to Canada, I can't, even under treaty, I can't be all of them. If I want to be under treaty, particularly the Gwich'in Tribal Council, I've got to choose that. Even though my family is rich in Métis history as well. And rich on both sides, and rich in a non-status history as well. But Canada is still telling us how to choose who we are. But at least today I know who I am. And at least today my kids know who they are, and that's important.
Can you tell us about treaty negotiation?
The easy part about treaty is negotiating the treaty. What they don't do in negotiating treaties is negotiate all the side agreements. So you might have rights and Canada might have obligations to you on different areas, and that's agreeable in the treaty, but there's still all of those side agreements associated with some of those that have yet to be negotiated. Sometimes that takes 5-10 years. I'll give you an example. You've got, you know, the fisheries section of the Minot Final Agreement. It's pretty clear. But there's one or two lines that says, now you have to develop a fisheries operations guidelines, right? Okay, so even though the treaty says this, now it's also saying you have to develop these guidelines. So it's not a side agreement, but it's a set of guidelines. Well, I think it's like 80 pages. So, and then DFO takes you through the ringer, and you've got to sit there and negotiate every single paragraph of this fisheries operational guidelines, only to find out at the end of the day that it's not a legally binding agreement.
What is your hope for treaty rights in the future?
You have to sit at the foot of the elders, find those mentors, and just love this job as I do. Is it easy? Nope. Are there really bad days? Nothing that you can't live with. And the reason for it is the Dave Joes and the Doc and Joe Gosnells and the Frank Calders and all of those guys that walked that path before us made that path easier for us. And I hope that by the time I leave, that the kids will have an easier path to continue on with.